Yeah.
Afternoon Jams 103.7 The Beat, an exclusive interview with Mayor Kim Sims, City of Muskegon Heights. How you doing today, Mayor?
Oh, PA, I'm doing good. It's always a bright, shiny day in my lovely city.
There you go. I wanted to get you on the phone line because I pulled up the ballot from the county clerk's office, and I noticed that your name, when it comes down to election, it says withdrawn. And so it led me to speculate that either you is not going to run for office again, your name has been pulled off the ballot, but there's a lot of questions there. So I wanted to get you on the phone line so you can address that to the community. Are you running for re-election?
Absolutely, PA. We've come too far in the city for me not to continue the fight with our community. I fully intend to seek re-election to continue being the mayor of the city of Muskegon Heights.
Now, come November, do you know if your name is going to be on the ballot? Because when I talked to the county clerk's office today, they say the ballot that's posted now is the final ballot. They're done.
So based on that, PA, and we're still going through some things, and I'm still trying to get a full understanding of the situation. So currently what my campaign committee and I are doing is something that has not been done in our fair city before, and I'm going to ask the people to support me as a write-in candidate. And so that's going to mean a totally different movement of how we do campaign here in the city of Muskegon Heights, especially for the position of mayor. And so I'm going to be asking the community to take a big lift to support me in that endeavor. So not only will they have to go to the ballots, but I would also ask them to get a pen and write me in if they want to continue to protect the movement that's going for currently. And so I haven't spoken a whole lot on the situation because, I mean, it's still a very cloudy issue for me currently. But I have decided enough that we've come too far for us to stop now. So, yes, I'm going to continue to fight.
Do you feel like there might be a remedy available for your name to be on the ballot? Are there any other recourse you have available to you?
Those are the options right now, honestly, that legal and I are looking into to see if there are any other recourses. And certainly if there are some, we would definitely be looking into those. You know, this position is a strong position to be held in the city. And I strongly believe that the residents deserve a choice. And so if I were to bow out now and just let this happen, the people of this great city wouldn't have a choice on who they wanted for their mayor. And so, you know, that's why I'm dedicated. I'm still going to fight.
Now,
that's where we are.
The question is going to be asked, and we have to ask the question, why isn't your name on the ballot? You are the longest running political office. Elected official, I guess that's the best word. Why is that?
So there was a technicality, PA, that was out there, and we're looking into it now. When I signed my affidavit, my prior election, when you raise over a certain amount of money, you have to file campaign financing fees. Well, I didn't file those timely, honestly, and I had fines. I was paying those fines and inadvertently forgot one of those fines. I missed it. So right now, that's what I'm being told. I'm being told that that's the reason why I can't, why my name was removed from the ballot. And again, I'm looking into it more carefully to make sure that that's accurate.
So did you file your campaign finance report?
Yes, sir.
So so we know who the donors are. That part was done, but it was late. And it was late, tardy, is that what it is? And there's a
yes.
fee connected to that?
Yes, sir.
Right. Have this ever happened in the city? Have you seen this ever happen in the state of Michigan?
Not to my knowledge, PA. And that's one of the things, I think, why we get so, why it's so cloudy. Because I've reached out to seek advice from various people, everything is kind of coming back different. And that's when I had to stop and say, okay, I need to bring in legal. And not just legal, right? It has to be somebody who is versed in election law, because that's where this issue is going to lie. And time is not on our side in this issue. So, you know, that's that's the aspect that we're working through now. But again, we don't have time. I don't necessarily have time to let that process play out. We need to begin campaigning for writing candidacy.
Wow. Now, so, were you notified by the county clerk? Were you notified by the county clerk's office that if you don't pay this fine, your name would not be on the ballot?
No, sir, I was not.
Wow.
I was not notified of in that regard. It came to my attention, honestly, from legal, the city legal counsel, that I had an issue that I needed to address with the county. At the time, I didn't know what that issue was. I made the phone calls necessary. And within 15 minutes of her telling me what the issue was, it was rectified. It was a very minuscule amount. However, it was an amount. So, you know, I did bring remedy to that. And of course, at that point, wasn't clear on what my outcome was going to be. But I was informed on last Monday that my name was going to be withdrawn from the ballot. So I've been spending that time, quite honestly, trying to figure out why, to get a better understanding of that, and then to figure out what exactly it is I was going to do.
Well, on the phone line, Mayor Kim Sims on the phone line, City of Muskegon Heights, if you're just tuning in, it is noted, it is out there, it is circulating that her name would not be on the ballot. Originally on the ballot, has been withdrawing. What would you say, if when people ask you the reason why your name was not on the ballot, what are you going to say?
You know, my name was not on the ballot as a result of a technicality that we've got to see ourselves through. And I intend on seeing that through and getting a recourse for that, seeing what that remedy is. But until then, I just definitely want people to know that it was never my intention to withdraw from this race. I'm in it to win it. And so we're just going to have to win it another way. And I'm dedicated to that. And so, yes, they would see withdrawn by my name, but they will still have an option if they choose to continue to support me as their mayor.
So as of today, that fine has been paid and the paperwork has been filed as of today?
Yes, sir. As of today, that fine has been paid. That is accurate. The paperwork that was originally certified has been certified in order to do a write-in candidacy. Like I said, my campaign committee and I are just starting to dig into that to get a better understanding. We need to do a declaration of intent. And that paperwork will be filed very shortly to do that.
Sitting here today, do you think your name will end up on the ballot, or are you just content with running as a write-in candidate?
You know, PA, but quite honestly, I have two fights on my hands, quite honestly, that I see it. I have the fight that I'm going to have to go through because it's going to become legal to try to make sure that my name gets on that ballot. But I also have a fight of an uphill lift as a write-in candidate to be mayor in the city of Muskegon Heights. And so my intent and my goal is to make sure that I'm continue to be the mayor of the city of Muskegon Heights. That's my main focus. That's my paramount. So the other piece may have to take a back burner. However, if my name does end up on that ballot, which again is a fight that I'm going to incur, right, then the residents won't have to worry about writing me in.
Now,
but if my name does not end up on that ballot, I need the residents to take a pen and write it in, because that's the only way that I'll be able to continue.
Critics are going to say, why should they vote for you as mayor if you could not get your paperwork together? And what would
absolutely,
you say?
Absolutely. I understand that, right? And one of my major flaws that I tell people all the time about me, PA, is the passion. The passion that I have for this community and this city, it clouds my vision on other areas. Human error kicked in. I overlooked the last fee that I had. I had paid the rest of them, but I overlooked that last one. Human error kicked in. Like, my plate got full. I honestly forgot. There is no easy way to state that. There's no way to sugarcoat that. I'm being straight transparent with that.
Wow.
Right? And so, human error. I never knew that human error could cost me an election or the right to run to represent the people of Muskegon Heights. I didn't realize that. But again, if I was trying to get away from that, I never would have acknowledged it.
Right.
You see, I acknowledged it. I took ownership of that. I did it. Human error, I forgot the last one.
And now, and was this a new law? Because I do remember several years back, they mandated local elections to file these finance campaign reports. I don't know how far back was it, but I do know that this was like a new law that was put in place. Was this your first time doing this finance report?
Yes, sir. This was my first time This was my first time, my committee's first time having to do this finance report. And partly of that is anytime you raise over $1,000 under the new law, you have to do these reports. And so because of the way I ran my campaign last election, I exceeded that $1,000 mark and raised much more than that. And so, this was new for us and we missed it. We missed the deadline.
Wow. What happens in November if you don't win? Are you still going to be in the city of Muskegon Heights? Are you still going to be active and engaged?
Hey, I have sacrificed, 16 years of my life on behalf of this city. I'm not going anywhere. I will still be in the city of Muskegon Heights. I will still be an active part in what the redevelopment of this community looks like. I will have to be. That won't be an option.
All right.
You see what I mean? My goal is to drive the change. And so it will just mean that I will have, a different role, if you will. What I'm able to do and what I'm able to push the agendas that I'm able to move forth on behalf of this city and the greater, surrounding areas will be removed. But as far as being a resident in the city of Muskegon who is active, absolutely.
There you go. The mayor of Muskegon Heights, Mayor Kim Sims. We definitely going to stay on top of this, and I'm sure there's going to be some debates moving forward. Are you going to participate in the debates in all the different forms?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would have to participate in those debates in the forums, right? Yeah. People are going to have questions. And I would, the same way I've always led PA, I would definitely say, if people have questions regarding this issue, please come to me and ask me. There's no need to speculate. I'll be very forthcoming and transparent with the issue. I'm not going to hide from it. It's an unfortunate circumstance that we're dealing with. But I'm always going to be forthcoming and transparent. Come ask me. We can talk about it and let you make your own decisions. But please don't go by hearsay.
Right.
Don't go by speculation. Please, I'm just begging the people of this city. If you want to protect the momentum of what you see, come to me and ask me. And let's gain clarity that way, and not just go by what the speculation may be and what the word of mouth is.
All right. Thank you for being available today. And to
my pleasure. PA. Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, for reaching
out. I will be honest.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll be honest. This has been a real hard week this last week, just with the information that I was given and just being able to process that. It's because it's a very cloudy process. And I will be candid. It actually feels good to be able to talk about it. I've gotten word from my legal that it doesn't hurt me to talk about it at this point, that I'm okay with that. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do so with you.
All right.
And so my campaign will be releasing a statement regarding the issue. Again, to be totally transparent. With whatever questions may arise, we probably will even go as far as if someone asks that question, most frequently questions and answers. Because if somebody asks a question, somebody else may be thinking it, and we're going to make sure that the answers are out in black and white. Right. Or a statement from me personally of some sort going forth. So, again, I don't want to hold you much longer. I just want to say thank you again for the opportunity to be able to talk about it.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Make sure you have a good day.
Okay? Oh, my pleasure.
Take
you
care.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, Muskegon. The mayor of Muskegon Heights, Mayor Kim Sims. Back to my music.